Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus, draw me ever nearer as I labor through the storm. You have called me to this passage, and I'll
bless you all tonight. Welcome to the Eagles in Flight Hour. My partner, Marcus Dupree, and
And we thank God for also Prophet Slayton Free and each and every one that's on the line tonight. We thank you and bid you hallelujah tonight. Amen. So thank God for what he's going to do. Thank God for the station and even the sponsors for the station as well. And we look forward to what the Lord is going to say and do on this night. Let us begin to pray. Father, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We give you praise, give you all honor and glory. This is the day that you have made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you, Lord God, for this opportunity that we have to be in your presence. Lord, let us hear a word in this time, this hour. Speak to us, Lord God. Make it plain, make it clear into us, Jesus. And we thank you as we allow you, Lord God, to speak into our life. And we thank you, Lord God, for change, for the empowerment of your word. Thank you, Lord God, as we walk this journey. Thank you that we are never alone. And we thank you, Lord God, for you empowering us to make a difference, empowering us to bring change, empowering us, Lord God, to set the course, Lord God, and even just to make the difference in this life. As we touch others, Lord God, even all the things that you do, even as we are led by the Spirit, God, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for you leading us in the way you have us to go. Show us, teach us in the way you would have us be. And we thank you as we are light representing you in this earth. We thank you for change happening and evolving in Jesus' name. Help us as we walk by your Spirit. We listen by your Spirit. Move by your Spirit. In you we have our being. Let us flow in your will for our lives as we humbly submit ourselves to you, Lord God. Touch each and every hearer of the sound of your voice tonight. And we thank you, Lord God, for change. Thank you for removing every yoke, every bondage, every chain, every fetter. Lord God, everything that may be, you will hold your people in bondage. Break loose, break away, set us free. In Jesus' name. So, Father, we thank you for the difference that's been made. Because your word is coming forth tonight. Because you paid the ultimate price. We thank you for life, liberty, and love. They came through your sacrifice, Jesus. And we thank you for change now. In Jesus' name, we embrace your presence, oh God. Thank you as we allow you, Lord, minister to your people. Minister to our hearts. Even deliver us in our soul that we should be free. For whomever the Son set free is free, truly indeed. So, Lord, we thank you as we humbly submit to you, allowing you to have free course now in our lives. In the mighty name of Jesus, we give you the praise, all the honor, and glory. In your Son, Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. 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 So as we go forth tonight, we want to remind you, too, that for those who listen by net or any internet or any other way you want to get on, you want to speak, or you want to pause, have a question, or you want to need prayer, feel free to call in. The number is 347-945-5416, 347-945-5416. And I thank God for the leaders who we've been having on. See, these last weeks, it's been a little while since it's been on, but the line has definitely been in, the call has been definitely been in good hands. And I thank God for each and every one each week who's been on and the great messages they've had coming forth. Truly, the Lord's presence is here and doing a great job, each and every one. So I want to give the props to those who deserve it. Amen. And some great leaders, and they have been hearing from the Lord and ministering to help make a difference in people's lives. So I thank God for each and every one. Well, amen. So let's get ready to get into the word tonight. Amen. As we get ready to go forward, let's go to Acts chapter 3. I guess it's fair to say this last few weeks I've been in the book of Acts. And we shall continue in that vein. Amen. We kind of mixed it up a little bit. Now, Acts chapter 3, verse 1, and we will start here. And Peter and John went to the temple one afternoon to take part in the 3 o'clock prayer service. As they approached the temple, a man lame from birth was being carried in. Each day he was put beside the temple gate, one called the Beautiful Gate, so he could beg from the people going into the temple. When he saw Peter and John about to enter, he asked them for some money. Peter and John looked at him intently. Peter said, Look at us. The lame man looked at them eagerly, expecting some money. But Peter said, I do not have any silver or gold for you, but I'll give you what I have. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, get up and walk. Then Peter took the lame man head, lame man by his right hand, and helped him up. And as he did, the man's feet and ankles were instantly healed and strengthened. He jumped up, stood on his feet, and began to walk. Then, walking, leaping, and praising God, he went to the temple with them. All the people saw him walking and heard him praising God. When they realized he was the lame beggar, they had seen so often at the beautiful gate, they were absolutely astounded. They were shocked. Oh my God. Okay, tonight I want to talk to you from the subject of, can God use you to lift someone up? It's time. It's time now to lift someone up. Amen. Amen. It's time now to lift someone up. When we talk about lifting someone up, not only is not in a prayer or an encouragement, but also can God use you to be a conduit for change? Can God use you to be the one sent forth to be the blessing that takes place in someone's life who need a miracle? Can God use you to lift someone up? So let's talk about that tonight. It's now time for God to use you to lift someone up. Okay, so verse 1, Peter and John went into the temple one afternoon to take part in the 3 o'clock prayer service. Let's focus on that verse for a second here. Now, we know, first of all, they're going to prayer, amen? And this is before there be any great move of God. Keep this in mind, people of God. We have to enter in prayer. It is essential, as we make some changes even with our ministry, getting back in that place of prayer where we need to be, as far as more prayer. See, as time goes on, we don't need less prayer. We're going to need more prayer as time goes on. And this is the time and season that we amp things up, turn it up, because as sure as we know it, the demonic forces are getting stronger. And we have to step it up, take it higher. See, the saints don't need to be taking a break when the enemy's coming in. We need to beef it up because he's coming. The enemy is not going to sit back and let you walk in the blessing of the Lord and have an all peaceful day. He's going to try. He's going to, and see, he's always watching our progress. He's always realizing when we go high, he got to step it up higher. So he's always trying to still tap on task with us. So we have to be more proactive instead of being reactive. Come on, church. We have to stop being so reactive. See, it's very easy to wait for the enemy to attack you, then we try to attack back. But sometimes, you know, see, sometimes when that happens, we get caught so much off guard to where we don't get to recover as fast. And so there's more damage that's done than any good. So when you do regain some kind of footing, you're fighting for your life. But we need to start being more proactive. In other words, we start to initiate some things. We take the first blows. Why are we waiting for the enemy to throw the first punch? We need to start and take the initiative to go out there and start purposely doing some things. Amen. So, as we think about this, when it comes down to outreach, going out, we need to be the ones to go forth first. You have Jehovah's Witnesses, you have the Mormons, all these other people are going out hitting the streets. But the Christians, we're too comfortable inside the church. We're too comfortable in the lines. We're not doing what we need to do to reach out. What good is it for you to sit and get fat up on the word just to sit there and talk trash about one another? See, we have to begin to put this word into action. See, Peter and John were in place. They were going to a place of prayer. they're going to be where they need to be. And along the way, there comes opportunity for God to move. See, understand this. The more we begin to stay in the way of God, even if we have whatever the prayer service or whatever the case may be, what we do, that's part of the thing. You know, showing up to the events or whatever we have planned. But the other part is being sensitive enough to see an assignment. See, right here, we see with Peter and John, they went to the temple one afternoon to take part in the 3 o'clock prayer service. So they were in the, that's technically the fifth watch of the day. When we're talking about watches, the 3 o'clock hour, that's the part of the fifth watch going into the sixth watch. But anyway, so as we look at that, they were on assignment. They were going to go pray, to gather in the prayer. But they were still yet sensitive to the voice of the Father to realize their assignment. And at verse 2, as they approached the temple, a man lame from birth was being carried in. Each day, he was put beside the gate, the temple gate, and the one called the beautiful gate, so he could beg from the people going into the temple. See, sometimes our assignment is not going to look like an assignment. It's not always going to look like an opportunity. But if you have a heart for the lost, and as God, you allow God to develop your heart for the lost, have a heart for the unprivileged, and realizing there people from all walks of life need Jesus. That's why we just cannot just write off, oh, he shouldn't witness to the first. You never know who is the one that's going to accept him next. You don't, you know, you can't sit there and always pick, oh, you don't need him. No, you'd be surprised. The very one that you write off is need, don't need it, they'd be the very one who needs this. So here we see, at the time, they're approaching the temple. And a man lame from birth. See, we're looking at people from their conditions. And sometimes their conditions may say, oh, they may make you think they don't need much. You know what I'm saying? Or that's the way it is. Or that's what it's going to be. See, don't be intimidated. Also, don't be intimidated by people's conditions. Remember this. It's not you who are doing it. I'm reminded of Mark chapter 16. Let's go there real quick. Mark chapter 16. Verse 15, and he said to them, go into all the world and preach the good news to everyone. He said, go forth into all the world, wherever you go, preach the good news to everybody. Give everyone a chance to receive Christ. He goes on, anyone who believes and is baptized will be saved, but anyone who refuses to believe will be damned. See, anyone who believes and is baptized shall be saved, but anyone who refuses to believe will be damned. See, people have a choice, but if they're never given the choice, how can they make a decision? See, we have to remember, it's not up to us, but if we now give them a chance to accept or reject, see, now from that point, they can never say they never heard it. They never heard about this. No one ever took time out. Because, yes, you have. And so when we do that, we now put ourselves in a position to help someone, you know, to receive Christ or to plant a seed or one may war. So, amen, it depends on where you are. Verse 17, these miraculous signs will accompany those who believe. Remember, when we're going forward, you got to remember, God has equipped you to be a light. He's also equipped you to be a portable power station. What I mean by that? Well, as we get back to the original text, we're going to see how important your connection with the Lord is. See, he is preparing you, he's preparing us to be a reservoir of life, to be a power source in the earth, to bring change. He's empowering. Okay, Acts chapter 1, verse 8 says, you shall receive power. You receive dunamis power the abundance and the ability to do mighty great works and acts when you receive the Holy Ghost, when the Holy Ghost is upon you. See, His Spirit comes into us. We receive the Spirit to have the supernatural ability to do those supernatural things. And see, faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. So along with activating your faith, building up your faith, hearing the Word of God and receiving faith, now you have what it takes to activate, use that, and cause things to happen in the supernatural, especially as the Spirit leads you. There's going to be, because you know, really, it's going to be as the Spirit leads, because He knows exactly what needs to be done, how it's going to be done, who it's going to be done to, or who it's going to be done through. He knows. And so as we are connected with Him, as we're walking with Him, as we're speaking with Him through it, allowing Him to flow through us, He will show us, lead us, and direct the path. That's why the Word of God says, the steps of a righteous man are ordered by the Lord. See, His steps, He's ordering our steps when we submit and allow Him to do what He does. To go down further, see that verse 18, they will be able to handle. Well, let me go back. 17, these miraculous signs will accompany those who believe. They will cast out devils in my name, and they will speak in new languages. See, when we talk about speaking those different languages, that's how we. Jude 20, there's only one chapter in the book of Jude. Jude 20 says, build your, go there. Let's go there right quick. Okay, Jude 1, verse 20 says, beloved, building up yourselves, on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Now, faith comes by hearing Him by the Word of God, right? But along with that faith, we need the Spirit of God operating in us as well, too. We need the Holy Ghost. We need that gust of the Holy Spirit to give us the extra backing that we need to actually cause an action to take place. See, the Word, you know, reading the Word of God by itself is not it. We need the Word of God, but we also know in order for us to develop our faith, but we also need the action to go along with it. The Scripture says, faith without works is dead, being alone. So when we begin to operate our faith by our acts, now we're seeing faith in action. And this is what we need in order for us to be able to lift somebody up. We need more faith in action. See, we can sit there and get a lot of words sitting in the church and whatever online, whatever way we receive the word, just sit there, pile up on the word, and that's it. But we need more of the word in action to get the results. Now, as we allow His Spirit to lead us and we move forward, now His Spirit can empower us to bring change. We have the supernatural ability to bring change to dead situations. As I'm reminded of Ezekiel 37, when he talks about the dry bones, he said those bones were dry. They were very dry. But God said, told him, Ezekiel, speak, prophesy to him. Then God prophesied to these dry bones. And he began to speak and prophesy. See, sometimes we have to go forth and begin to speak and prophesy to ourselves. Sometimes we go speak and prophesy to one another and speak the word of the Lord into their lives. There's some people in life we may face and deal with who is so beat up for so long, it's going to take a word from out of your mouth to cause them to rise up and stand up. See, you might be the breakthrough of change for someone. You might be the one that speaks one word. See, one word from God not only can change your life, but it can save your life. You know, as we continue to let the Lord continue to lead us, we're going to trust as we trust Him, as we lean on Him, depend on Him. Watch and see how the Lord begins to use us. We have to allow the Lord to begin to build us up and strengthen us as we go along. You know, we can't sit there and allow the enemy to have the, you know, the do all the things that he want to do, and then we just sit back there and take it. We have been empowered by God to bring change, to make change happen, to cause some things to happen. We have been divinely empowered by God to not only cause things to happen, but also to initiate some things too. Remember, we are also a seed is for two reasons. A seed is for starting life, not only starting life, but a seed is also to initiate change. A seed is for two reasons, to start life and also to initiate change. We need to initiate some change in our life by planting the seed. We need to initiate a new start in our life by planting the seed. So we have to understand when we flow in the operation the Lord has given to us, now we can begin to see some great things happen as we allow him to do divinely what he has inspired us to do. We have the power to lift somebody up. We have the power to bring change. But it's up to us to get to line up and to get in that place with God so God can use. Amen. So, amen. So as we see here, let's go back to where we left off. All right, so he says, "But ye, beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, building yourselves up on your most holy faith." See, sometimes it's going to take faith that, you know, it's going to be faith that how God may just lead you to move without even thinking about it. It's going to take that kind of blind faith sometimes to get some things done. Because, see, sometimes if the Lord waits for you to get it, he waits for us to get, you know, get our faith up to that place, we never do it. But sometimes we'll take that crazy faith, we'll take that faith that, you know, it just don't make sense kind of faith. I mean, who steps off a boat and starts walking in water? I mean, who really does that? Well, Jesus. But anyway. If anyone who desires to have a question, prayer at this time, you can call numbers 347-945-5416, 347-945-5416. Press the number 1, and you'll put you in the queue box. Amen. All right. So, going back to where we left off, Mark 16, and let's go to verse 17. And these signs shall follow, these miraculous signs will accompany those who believe. So we have to understand, in order for us to even activate our faith, to even put it in action, we got to believe. See, you know, we can't have a bunch of faith and then we have no action. It's dead. Without action, without the putting everything in motion, as far as, you know, we put in our action towards, along with our faith, if we believe something, it should provoke you to move. It should provoke you to go forward. If we don't put forth our, you know, our action along with the faith, then it would just be a good, strong thought. That's all it'll be. It would not be what it needs to be. He says, "In my name, they shall cast out devils." So you do you understand what he's saying here? He says, "In my name, not your name, not Uncle Sam's name, not Uncle JoJo, or Uncle KC." He said, "In his my name, he says my name, you will be able to cast out devils." See, you not only have the power to lift somebody up, but you also have the power to cast some things out. We cannot be afraid of the enemy. Jesus said, "All power in heaven and earth has been now given unto me." Okay, he said that. But then he also said, too, that he has given us the keys to the kingdom, that whatsoever we bind on earth should be bound in heaven, whatsoever we loose on earth should be loose in heaven. Another reason why you give keys is not only because of the bind something, or close something up, or shut it, or lock it down, or open it up, but also the ability it gives you access. It gives you the right to enter in. see that power that comes from Christ, the Christ-like power that we walk in, we have the ability to do what he did, and he cast out devils. The demonic influence he was basically for the devil came up to him, and he said, "What should we do with Jesus Christ of Nazareth?" And what did Jesus do? Shut up and come out. Jesus didn't wait for him to even get it. He didn't wait for him to have no conversation with him. And that's another thing too while we had it. Stop talking. Stop letting the devil, first of all, stop letting the devil talk too much in your ear. Second of all, stop going back and forth with the devil. You know, if I make you the supervisor of a job, you don't have to go back and forth with the employees. Why? You the boss. You got the power. You got the authority. Use it. Okay, well, bye, clock out. See, as simple as that. You don't have to fight that. See, we have to choose our battles. There's some things that we have to fight, and there's some things we just command. Let me say it again. There's some things we fight, but there's some things we command. Let me say it one more time. There's some things we fight. We wrestle not against flesh and blood. We against principalities, powers, and darkness, and spiritual ways in higher places. Okay. We wrestle some things. We fight some things. But then some things we command in the name of Jesus to come out. There's a time to wrestle, and there's a time to command. He said, "I made you kings and priests," in the book of Revelations. "I made you kings and priests." Because if he has made you kings and priests, that means you have the authority. See, look at this. Twofold. As a priest, you have the ability to pray and hear from God and move by the Spirit of God. As a king, you have the ability to command, rule, lead, and guide. The steps of the righteous man are ordered by the Lord. See, you know, you have the ability to move. When the king says off with his head, those words are honored. The head start rolling when the king says hands off. So, amen. Praise God. If anyone need to call in, the number 347-945-5416, 347-945-5416, feel free to call in, amen, and hit the number 1 and you can speak. Praise God. Come on, y'all can come on tonight. Amen. If you like to have any questions or prayer, leave it a comment. Come on in. Praise God. Amen. Don't be shy. All right. Verse 18. They shall take up serpents, or they shall handle snakes with safety. Now, that's not you going chasing after a snake, trying to pick it up just because the Bible says that you can. Okay, let's not be foolish. Amen. We have pictures of people. Or see shows or certain clips of people dancing in the sanctuary with a snake and snake biting them on their face and all that. I mean, you know, come on, y'all. That's not what it's talking about. We're going to be playing around with snakes. In the situation where a snake come up, whatever the case may be, but, you know, his supernatural power will kick in and protect you. But you got to believe. You know what? You got to believe. You cannot, let me say this, you cannot be in so much fear that a snake can show up. That for some reason, if it did bite you, you can't, you know, naturally, if a snake did bite someone, the more excited you got, the more you panic, the faster someone dies. That's why when it comes, if something for unseen, we bind the devil that even happening. But for some reason, if something that ever happened to you or someone else, calm it down as much as you possibly can, first of all. Because the chances of venom, you know, it's less chance for it to flow through your body so fast if you calm down. But you go into a panic, it's not going to be good. But just a little FYI, just in case you ever come across a situation like that. But in the meantime, but you got to remember the scripture, remember the word. And see, you know, those are the times to where you need to know the word. You need to know the word to say, "Lord, you said we take up any serpents. We take up any serpents. You know, we have the ability. You know, we can do it without. We can do it with safety. Let me say it the right way. But it will not hurt us. You know, if we take up any serpents, it will not hurt us. It says that we will be able to handle snakes with safety. safety. So, you know, he's there protecting us, guiding us, and that means you have to be obedient too. Sometimes the Lord may say, pick it up and toss it aside. Don't sit there and look at it and stuff like that. Whatever the Lord say, do, that's what you do. But the bottom line is we have to rely on him for whatever instruction he may say to do. Or if something does happen to when you got bitten, you have to trust in him. You have to put that word of God into action, you know. We have to trust him. He said he did should take up serpents and if they drink any deadly thing, it should not hurt them. Amen. So even with that too, someone's trying to put something in your drink, whatever. But they want to try to poison you. Amen. You need to have the faith to believe that if they put something in your drink, it's not going to kill you. It's not going to take you out. You may have a little stomach pain afterwards, but praise God, it will not do what it was intended to do. See, that's what the scripture says. No weapon formed against us prosper. So, amen, here's the weapon formed. The weapon formed against us, but it did not prosper. Why? Because God is with us. We have to remember that God is with us either way you go, no matter how it looks like, no matter how it feels, no matter what people say, no matter what we want to do, that he is with us. We got to remember that, that he's with us. Amen. All right, as we go further, he said, if you drink any deadly thing, it will not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Or it says, and the NLT says, and if they drink anything poisonous, it will not hurt them. It won't hurt them. They will be able to place their hands on the sick, and they will recover. See, listen, you are a reservoir of life as a believer. See, the same way how, you know, there was, he said, you put your hand, you lay your hands on somebody, and they shall recover. You got to remember, you are carrying the answer to sin and death. Jesus. He is the answer to sin and death. His blood was shed so we can live. So we have to remember, that's why when some things happen, that we have been empowered by God to make the difference. We've been empowered by God to bring someone out. We've been empowered by God to overcome. He's not doing it of his own self. He's doing it with us. He's allowing us to experience that, to be used of him. Amen. All right, we're going on a little further. So then, after the Lord had spoken unto them, he was received into heaven and sat in the right hand of God. Verse 19 of the NLT says, when the Lord Jesus had finished talking with them, he was taken up into heaven and sat down at the right hand. He was sat down in the place of honor at God's right hand. So Jesus did his part. He, you know, far as coming down and walking this thing out for us. Now look at this, verse 20. And the disciples went everywhere and preached, and the Lord worked through them, confirming what they said by many miraculous, King James verses, and they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them, and confirmed the word with signs following. Amen. See, God has empowered us to bring change. He's empowered us to walk in the ability, the power of his might. That's what we have to understand, that no matter what comes to us, we have to stand our ground and begin to speak the word. Sometimes I just speak the word only. Sometimes we just need that. We just need to just go ahead and just let his word come forth and do what it does. And we not, you know, we just have to have our heart fully convinced, fully persuaded that God is God, that he's going to do exactly what he says he's going to do. He will not and cannot fail. Praise God. Hallelujah. All right, let's go back to Acts chapter 3. Amen. So we're going to go to verse 2. When he saw Peter and John about to enter, he asked them for some money. Peter and John looked at him intently, and Peter said, "Look at us." Sometimes you get the facial situation in the eyes and look at me. Sometimes you have to tell some people, look at me. Well, just imagine Jesus and Peter on the water. Jesus pretty much was saying, Peter said, "You give me the Lord, that be you. Give me the ability to come to you." He said, "Okay, come." Peter began to walk on the waters, but he became distracted by what was being said, what was being done, all this stuff. And we have to remember, no matter what we go through, no situation measures up to God. So, amen, as we continue to go a little further. Verse 4, 5. And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something. The lame man looked at them eagerly, expecting some money. See, the enemy wants you to just come one way. That's why he may have you switch up and do something different. See, we become so predictable of the enemy, sometimes we don't realize how predictable we really are, how much he really knows our routine. If anyone decides who needs to call in by 347-945-5416, 347-945-5416. Amen, and press 1 to get in the Q box. But we have to understand that he's empowered us to make a difference. Amen. And so he goes on, verse 5 and verse 6. And Peter said, "I do not have any silver or gold for you, but I'll give you what I have. In the name of Jesus Christ, get up and walk. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazarene, get up and walk." Amen. So sometimes the Lord has to rough us up to get us to do right. But you have the power to lift someone up. We cannot be afraid of this situation, circumstance, and discount God. I mean, I had to learn it too. Just because we can't do it on our own natural power, that doesn't mean that he can't do it. Amen. All right. And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up. And immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. Then Peter took the lame man, I'm reading from NLT Music, the NLT version, same number 7. Peter took the man by the right hand and helped him up. And as he did, the man's feet and ankles were instantly healed and strengthened. Amen. And then Peter, this is verse 7 again, took the lame man by the right hand and helped him up. And as he did, the man's feet and ankles were instantly healed and strengthened. Amen. Verse 8, he jumped up, stood on his feet, and began to walk. Then, walking, leaping, and praising God, he went into the temple with them. Amen. He was really grateful. He was grateful. But just to see the power of God move on our behalf, that's what we want to see. We want to see the good conduits of change. All right. Glory to God. And so as we continue to do, let's continue to be, in full effect. As we continue to allow the Lord to deal and move, watch and see how he moves. Amen. So, amen. So as we are here, remember, it's time for us to lift someone up. It's time for us to be a light on top of a hill that just cannot be hid. It's time for us to begin to, you pray that prayer that will cause someone to get up and go forward. So if anyone needs to call in number 347-945-5416, 347-945-5416, press 1 to speak. But amen. But if we want to be the light on top of a hill which cannot be hid, if we want to be the conduits of change, if you want to be the one that you reach out to lift somebody up, their ankle bones will come together and be strengthened and empowered to go forth, and because of the life of God that's inside of you. We must be the one who bring change. The time has come for us to stop being in the corners. We can get all this work and record scriptures, but we ain't got no power, no authority. Why? Because we're afraid. We're afraid to be used of God. We're afraid to miss it. We can't be afraid to miss it, because if you're afraid to miss it, you would never move. You would never speak a word. You would never be the one to speak life. You will always be the one holding back on God. And God is ready to use us for such a time as this. Amen. So if we want to be God, we got to make ourselves available for him to use us. Amen. All right, so as we continue to go on, but I just wanted to say this, that as they look at him, they said, look on us. So he's, you know, hit him, look at me, look at this. And so at the same time, you could tell that he did have faith. He was expecting to receive money, but instead, his faith got turned to what he was expecting, this breakthrough that he needed. Sometimes God will allow you to be so tested to down to the last mark of stuff. He'll allow you to be tested to the point to where it seems like you have no way to go. God will allow us to be tested to really show what kind of loyalty is in our heart. He will test us. He'll allow us to be tested. It won't come from his hand, but he allows us to be tested. Remember Job? He told Job, the father told the enemy. He said, the enemy said, he asked, where are you going at? He said, going to and fro to seek who I may devour. So he was looking for someone to attack. He was looking for someone to start with. And the father said, have you considered my servant Job? Upright man. Richest man in the East. See, Job didn't know it, but God recommended him to Satan to be challenged. See, sometimes we look at the devil, but it's really God doing it. God's allowing us to be tested at a time that we don't feel it being tested. God is allowing us, our fruits, to be squeezed when we don't want nobody to touch us right now. We just want to be alone. When God initiates a fast, God initiates a fast. When he initiates it, that's what causes it to be real. But we have to remember the purpose and the plan that God has brought us to and brought us from. If it was meant for you to be dead, trust me, you've been dead a long time ago. Obviously, God has a plan for your life. There's a purpose and a plan for what he's doing right now in your life and how he's strategically about to use you and what he's causing to come in your way, what he's causing to be cut out your way. Trust me, the Lord is moving. It's going to take us a moving by his spirit and allowing him to do what he does. Amen. So, just want to encourage you with that, knowing that, you know, he's able to do it. See, people will not understand. Don't get mad when people don't understand your assignment. Don't get mad at people. Stop getting mad at people because they don't understand your assignment. They weren't supposed to understand your assignment. They were supposed to be who they are and do what they're supposed to do. But sometimes we think just because people don't tell us or they didn't tell, for God, some reason God didn't reveal to you, that, you know, they kept you out of the loop. If God knows how to get something to us, each and every one of us. If there was something he wanted to say to us, he knew who he can use to give it to us. But glory to God. Well, we have to remember our purpose, remember God's plan, that we're not here to be like everyone else. We're here to save souls, to bring change in the earth. So as we continue to trust the Lord, allow him to build you up. He said, remember, building yourself on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Now, as he builds you up, now, you could be a power source that's packed up with power, but if you never make the connection to release, you just still have power. I mean, you just have you stored up, you know, but you won't really see the release or experience the release of that power that comes from God and out of us. See, it's up to us to allow God or put God in a position for him to rise up through us and be used. See, we have to do the setting up. We have to speak to someone, kind of open them up, and just to pray for them, whatever case it be, in order for God to come in and do what he needed to do and set them free. So as we continue to walk in his word, we continue to walk under his power, as we continue to walk in his wise counsel, as we walk, he's preparing us for greatness. He's preparing us to go forth and bring change. He's preparing us to be the conduits of change. He's preparing us to be the one to go lift somebody up when they're down. He's preparing us to do the impossible. You got to understand, come on out of your shell that you're in. See, it's no longer about you. Come on out of your shell. Let the Lord use you. It's time to die now so others can live. I challenge you tonight. Will God be able to use you to lift somebody up? Will God and can God use you? We have some people say, yeah, God, use me, Jesus, but you won't do what it takes to get right. You won't do what it takes to be used. God's telling you to fast, you don't want to fast. God's telling you to pray, you want to lay. See, we have to get it together. What God is telling us to do may lead us to get in the word. We have to move, get in the word. When it's time to pray, move, it's time to pray. When it's some time to turn your plate down, fast, and get away from some people, and so God can be with you and show you some things, teach you, then do what you got to do. See, we can't get so caught and so used to fighting by the flesh till we miss the spiritual opportunity to be used of God. The time has come, and now it is, that God want to use the saints to go out and make the difference. He want to use us to go forth and bring change. He want to use us to go lift some people up. It's time to change. It's time to lift somebody up now. It's time. See, they could have missed the assignment, overlooked him as a beggar. And there's a lot of assignments we have overlooked because they look like a beggar. But how many times will we stop and say a few words so God can reveal to you, this is your assignment. Help him. See, what he wanted wasn't what he needed, y'all. See, what he wanted was not what he needed. What he wanted was not what he needed. Because they were in the spirit and they knew what his spirit was saying that was needed. He bypassed and asked for some money, but he went ahead and released the healing. That's what he needed to be whole. That healing, that prayer, he didn't even pray. By him doing what he did, sparked such a change that he had to look back. We got to remember, the Lord has empowered us to make a difference. He never empowered us to be just like a regular man or just be in church. It goes so much deeper than that. It's time for us to go, I like to use the scale the Lord gave me, go from milk to meat to weight. What? Milk, meat to weight? What is that? Well, you start as a baby on milk, then you go off from milk to meat. You know, you go from meat to weight. Okay, let me bring the stages again. You go start as a meat to milk, novice. To meat, you know, if you know what you're doing, you understand, you have good understanding, you're a good self-manager. You can do yourself, you can handle yourself well. Then we have the last one, weight. This is the last part that we have failed a lot of times in church. We have failed the weight problem. Oh, God. We failed the weight problem. See, in the weight problem is where we go forth and help show someone, teach someone how to pray, how to teach them how to stand, teach them how to go forth and walk on water. That's the time of training. That's the time of teaching where you go help now train and teach someone else. The leader can trust to leave you in charge because you understand their heart, you understand what they expect them to do, and you can be on post and call things down. But then there's some of you who the Lord will use to. He will use you and cause you to be the one to spark change in someone's life. It caused them to become who they're supposed to be. See, we can't underestimate God and think that just because someone may not do what we want them to do or do the way we want it, that they're not used of God. Sometimes God will allow some people to come in your way just to irritate you to righteousness. He will allow them just to irritate you and get you aggravated just so you can stop praying. He will allow someone to do that. Why? Because he cares about you. And he knows that you need to change. So, amen. So as he uses you, he's setting us up at the same time. But see, God's setup is always for our good. He's set up to bring us up, to elevate us to go to a higher place in him. It's never to put you down or make you feel less than the person, less than the man. The enemy will tear you down to kill you. God will build you up to elevate you and make you stronger. Remember that. God will tear you down. God will allow you to go to be tried and tested to build you up, to cause you to excel and to be promoted. But the enemy will tear you, shred you up to kill you. He's no pretty thing. He want to get rid of you. So understand, you have the power to lift someone up. You have the power, the ability to raise some things up, to raise some people's lives up, even those who are going through the changes. You have the power and the ability to bring change. We can't sit here and wonder, well, Lord, I wonder you can use me. There's so many opportunities to be used. Go pray for somebody. Go find a nursing home. Go find somewhere to go pray for somebody, to be a blessing. Someone is waiting to hear your voice. Someone needs your prayer. Are you going to be one? Can God trust you? Can God trust you to be the one that be the one who will usher in change? Can he trust you to be the one to usher in his power and his might to bring forth a mighty deliverance? Can he trust you? That's a question that we are only us. We are the only one who can answer that question. I love you, but I can't answer that question for you because that's something you have to answer, because guess what? You have to live it. So glory to God. Amen. So we praise God. We just thank God for each and every one. And at this time, we're going to open up the altar. If there's anyone who does not know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, or you need to get back closer to God again, call in. Amen. If you're one who needs change, to get together, because you're falling apart. You need to rededicate your life to the Lord, or you need to be saved. Feel free. Please call in. Speak up if you've called in so God can restore you and make you better. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. So right now, amen, we want to give the opportunity each and every one. As we can tell you, go for us to pray. Father, we thank you for touching each and every heart in Jesus' name. Thank you for leading them in the way you would have them to go in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord God, for those who don't have that relationship with you, that they will repeat after me. Lord, forgive me for my sins. Forgive me for going astray. Forgive me forgive me. I need you. I acknowledge Jesus died for me, and he rose also for me. I admit that I'm a sinner. Lord, save me. I surrender all today. Thank you for leading me and guiding me in all truth. I believe I receive my salvation now in Jesus' name. And so also, for if you need to rededicate your life, Lord, forgive me. I've gone astray. I surrender all. I need you. Lord, bring me back into right fellowship. As I come back into the fold, I'm coming home now. Strengthen me so I can walk in your will. So thank you right now. And we thank you to give you praise, glory, and honor. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. All right. Glory to God. So, amen. At this time, we want to just thank you all for coming on tonight. Thank you. We pray that it was a blessing to you. And we just want to challenge you once again. Can God use you to lift someone up? Are you the one? God is waiting to use you to be a difference in someone's life. So we encourage your hearts tonight. We encourage you to be a blessing. Don't hold back. Don't be afraid. Get in your closet. Pray. Ask the Lord to build you up as he casts away those fears. The closer you get to God, the less fear you carry. So cast your cares away. So glory to God. God bless you all. If there's any questions or comments or concerns, the floor is now open. Amen. All right. Okay, well, praise God. I guess there's no questions tonight, no comments, amen. So anyway, in this time, God bless you. You have a great night. And may God do a great thing in your life. Amen. Bless you. Bye-bye. Yeah.
Let's go.
He's worthy. Somebody know he is.
Worthy.
You ought to just think about it sometime. He's worthy. Just how good God meant to you. Can I get a witness here? Sometimes when I couldn't see my way, He made a way, and He's so worthy. I tell Him sometimes, you've been my mother when mother was gone, and you are. Just one lifetime of loving you, Jesus, wouldn't be long enough. Oh, yeah. He been good to me. He brought me. He told me. He kept me. God ain't never left me. He just been good. Somebody know what I'm singing about here.